Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What it do? Yeah. What it do? What does it do? Huh? Nightcrawler in the building. Hold on. 1-2. 1-2? 1-2. 1-2? Okay. We got a little technical difficulties. We about to fix that. Right? Quick. Yeah, just bear with me, my peoples out there. We gonna fix some things right now. We're gonna get this right. Mm-hmm. 1-2, 1-2. Is we live? I hope so. It's a show. Okay. One, two. Yeah. My fault there. Yeah, we live here on Blog Talk Radio. Let's get this right. Whoa. All right, let's go to the music while I just read it up real quick. We're going to slide into something, you know, kind of different, kind of raw. I call this my moment, you know what I'm saying? Welcome y'all to Blog Talk. But let's just go into this Biggie and Tupac running.
Between you and Biggie, it was like, who rules the nigga kingdom and shit, basically, you know what I'm saying? I was like, this is like a fucking election. It's an election.
It is that.
Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Me and Biggie's situation is smaller than that. Me and Biggie's situation is like...
Central, I got a black man. Yeah. John McWayne.
Check it, I grew up a fucking screw up, got introduced to the game, got an ounce of fucking pluck. Chopping rocks overnight. The nigga Biggie Small trying to turn into the black Frank White. We had the no dress to change our description. Two cops is on the milk box missing. Showed they clothes, you know they got stepped on. A fist full of bullets, a chest full of Teflon.
Yeah.
Run from the police, picture that. Nigga, I'm too fat. I fuck around and catch an asthma attack. That's why I bust back. It don't faze me. When he drops, take his clock and I'm lazy. Celebrate my escape, solar block, what some weight, lay back, I got some money to make, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
If we get the love,
I know, Joe. I know, Joe. You know what I'm saying? Real strong. So when they was like, he got shot, I was just more like, again. You know what I'm saying? He always gets shot, but shot at. He gonna pull through this one again. Make a few records about it. And it's gonna be over, you know what I'm saying? But when he died, I was just like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Kind of took me by. And even though we was going through our drama, I would never wish death on nobody. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't coming back.
Yeah. You hear it right here. Nightcrawler in the building. Yeah, I'm back. I'm back, my niggas. They thought I was gone. They really thought I was gone, man. Let me get my shit right, man. Yo, you just heard Tupac and Biggie from the legendary, you know what I'm saying? Yo, big up to Blood Talk Radio. We in the building, you know what I'm saying? Hold on. They trying to stop my show. I'm like, yeah, I'm just like fresh out of the gate. Hold on, let me adjust some things up in here. Because, you know, I'm bugging out right now. And they say, Nightcrawler, what the fuck you doing, man? And I keep telling them I'm doing me. And they don't like that. So, you know what I say? Fuck them. What you say? Fuck them. That's what we say. Today, man, we back on the live, man. What's up, man? Blood Talk in their heads out. You know what I mean? Nightcrawler in their heads out. 12 round in their heads out. Yo, today, man, it's the gumbo style, man, for your Sunday morning thirst, man. I'm just throwing the joints out there. I ain't picking them. I'm just playing them, man. You deal with them how you want to, man. And I'm going to tell you how I'm going to deal with them, man. I'm going to deal with them like they come, man. So, yo, I'm going to take it back a little bit, man. I got a couple of little things I'm just going to be throwing out there. And, you know, I figured today, early Sunday morning, I'm going to piss some people off. So, yo, I'm going to go into this next joint, man. And this is for all you females out there that be telling us brothers, you know, when that guy's around. We be like, yo, who that dude, man? Yo, you heard me, man. 12 Radio, man. Blog Talk, man, the real hip-hop. Big up to Mike Flex, the whole M-Pam family. Yo, what up, Jay? I'm smelling you out there, man. I see that new album. Yo, Def Jam, man. Y'all need to step your game up, man. Suave House, man. What up to all the artists from back in the days, man? What's up to Trouble One, the most fierce female artists, you know? But, yo, enough of the fucking talking. Let's get into the music. Where's Mark K?
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage, dripping foam with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Work for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget forget about that. Let's go into the story about our girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed someone was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up and then I called her name. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend.
They say, yo, Biz Markie make the music.
Biz.
Yo, you rocking with Nightcrawler right here on Blog Talk Radio 12 Radio, the real hip hop show. Now, let me tell y'all, break it down to y'all basically what the real hip hop show is. It's a show that was started a couple years ago by a good friend of mine and my business partner on the West Coast, Mike Flex. Mike Flex had a vision of opening the doors for Inland Empire artists, you know what I'm saying, as such as myself, Homeless Nation, Grassroots, you know what I'm saying, Different Combo, you know what I'm saying, my nigga Manai, R.I.P., a true MC, and plus a gifted brother, you know what I'm saying, that was robbed from us. And, you know, it was a movement that was also started a long time ago by the legendary Teddy Bear and Shaquille. They gave to the community, you know what I mean? So when I got back to Cali and I wanted to leave out the music, my partner hollered at me and was like, yo, tell me you here for good. And I was like, yeah, I'm here. You know the movement. Brought me in. I saw the movement. We ran with it. Hells, we did the BET Awards. We had no sponsorship and no backing behind us. And believe me, yo, when I say I'm a legend to this business, man, the IE movement, man, I mean it. From when Wanji was selling, you know, say, the CDs at the swap meet to when, you know, 40 Glock wasn't getting no love, you know what I'm saying? And now niggas is putting so much money in his pocket, he got to get midgets just to hold the pockets up. You feel me? You smell me? When nobody heard of Lunch, you know what I'm saying, on the mainstream level. Now Lunch is doing songs with the hardest nigga out, Styles P. 20-gun salute for that one. You heard me? Inland Empire, we definitely got a lot of stuff coming, man. Black Matter, made up of, you know what I'm saying, Locks, Stress, you know what I'm saying, straight from the IE, plus those is my brethren, my partners, my comrades. And, you know, back to what I was saying, Mike Flex had this dream with this. And he made it happen. So it was only right when 12 Round actually, you know, say, put me in a position to host a radio show, why not bring one of the realest radio shows straight to the internet? We did it on the AM dial, so why not bring it to this level? So, you know, that's where I'm at with it. So tonight, I'm just basically on some gumbo style for your Sunday morning. That's what we're running with. You know what I'm saying? I got that gumbo style. That's basically me and my music. I'm not like the other fuckface DJs and shit that want to play songs because they brown-nosing and hanging out with these artists and they trying to get that money and shit. Because if your shit whack, I give a fuck. I'm not playing the shit. And if I play the shit, I'm going to talk about the shit. Real talk. If you can't deal with real criticism from a fan of the game, then sit your rabbity ass to the side and keep kissing these other sucker dick DJs. Because when you fucking with the real, you fucking with the best. You fucking with Nightcrawler. You heard me, East to West. I keep that smoke in your chest like Chronicle. Feel me when I spit the Bionicle. It's so damn crazy. The rap game is dramatical. All these blood suckers want to be thug motherfuckers. Let the thug niggas reign. Let the real thug niggas be supreme. Understand niggas wasn't getting cream till this nigga Pie came out and put that thug life. Now everybody's thugging it. They bugging from New York to Cali. I seen the change like the weather. Give these motherfuckers a feather. They like birds and chicken. Watch how we pluck them. Understand you fucking with a legend. I'm just in my zone. Don't mind me. You know what I'm saying? I'm rocking here till 2:30. So I'm up. You know what I'm saying? And I don't really care, man. So I'm going to go into another joint, man. And I'm going to take it a little bit more, man. Because I think I need to just tell them. Nah. Yo. But holler at me, man. 347-945-5951. Holler at me, man. Or just listen to the tunes and then holler at me later. Leave me your requests and whatever, and I'll get you on the next joint. Leave your names and all that. Big up to Big Psych. You know what I mean? They working on something. Big up to the Outlaws. They doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Big up to the whole Outlaws, the whole thug life, man. Congratulations to all of you with your success, man. And thank y'all for still keeping the dream that Pac started, you know what I'm saying, in the movement. I won't even say a dream because the dream is gone as soon as you open your eyes. And what Pac started is still going, man, and a lot of people don't understand it. I just want to say one thing, man. I respect Biggie Smalls as an artist, but, man, all y'all motherfuckers need to get off of Biggie's dick and stop trying to say the man was a great MC. You know what I mean? Because to me, you only as great as you make yourself. And really, I feel Biggie ain't really put in that much work. You know what I'm saying? If you got proof that Biggie did put in that much work, then I ain't talking street shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking musical shit. Then you holler at me. But, y'all, I'm going to play a joint. And y'all tell me if y'all didn't hear what I heard in it. Because Biggie's name was out there already. And that was just from running around with Pac. So a lot of y'all need to really just, like, really check it out, man, as we go way back, man. Holla at me, man. You heard me, man. Nightcrawler, 12 rounds in the building, man. What up to the Av and Andre, man? What's up to my fiance, Shante? Yo, what it do, baby cakes? You know how we do that? For real. I got something for you later, though. Believe me, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. Oh, shit, man. Let me get back in my joint mode, man. Yo, it's some of that gumbo shit, man. I'm going to hit you raw, man. 347-945-5951. Holla at me. Blog Talk Radio. You heard? 12 Radio. You heard? The real hip-hop. What up, Mike Flex? Holla at me. Woo! We out. Now, this verse is the show. Who's
was addicted to crack because she had no self-respect. I used to walk the streets of something that never ate until my grandma took me away. But still, I wasn't changed. But something changed. I had someone to care for me. But still, I never had a male influence around me. My mama, grandmama, auntie, your uncle, strung out. The only time I got love when I had money or some drugs I found. Otherwise, I got left like the beaver. Until I start stealing, that's when my people start to wonder. When you got it, how you got it, can I have it? Will you give it to me so I can make some ends by selling it? Most of the times I used to give it to them. That's when my uncle and crossed over and made something by the minute. Get it? I'm never back in block trucks for lunch. I'm back in 38 specials, that's why they call me Mr. Hotshot.
Back in the days when I was a teenager. Back in the days when he was a teenager. Back in the days when I was a teenager. Back in the days when he was a teenager. And all of you may hate to see you smell, love to see you frail, kick it. Just step up out the ghetto, trying to keep the next family down. But you know, that's not whatever was. If you can't have it, you got it. Before the one who does, my mother did what she had to do. To satisfy her kids without a kind of deal, boo. My first packages went by, what sales, and we was making money. We couldn't stay in the jet, had to get up and go. Because couldn't stand to see that, so a decision to follow. In other words, ran like a mouse. They ran up in the fucking house. Trashed it to the whole thing was a mess. They was taking everybody down. But if the DSX chose that a shed did, it was a cry, shame, cry. That's when I met Nodi by nature, and they told me that everything was gonna be alright. Back in the days when I was a teenager.
It's just another day, you know, do what you want, fuck you. It's just the same shit, different day. Someone just leave it, don't get something busy from the neighbors. If I can, I'll do some hoop with my niggas on the corner. And that's the mood, they think the next corner's gonna be me. Or some more gas niggas around the way. I'm doing different, they shit, like they shit don't think I do much better. Without the chill, I stayed on the DL. But still, I always heard niggas treat you up when shit went down. It's like when shit went down, I was the number one suspect. Instead of extra school activities, I'm on a corner shooting dice at night. Now, if you ain't from around, I'll come around me, cause you won't leave with the smile, you leave with the frown. On your face, you hear the words of the 9mm. Back in the days when I was a teenager.
Back in the days when I was a teenager. I wanna give a score shout out to all the ghetto bastards out there. Back in the days to my nigga Tupac, Trench, Vinny, KG, Fan, Back Cheddar, Blue White, and Lil' Jean, and Buddy Click up in here. Town 2, the dirty one, the $8 bill, the nigga Ollie, my brother the B.I.G., yo, Poopy, Stop Blunt.
Oh, yeah. Nigga feel like he just finished taking the piss. Too much drinking. A lot of thinking. Yeah, I'm just sitting here relaxing, chilling, smoking on a black, bugging out. You know what I mean? See, I don't follow a certain order. I just do this shit. And I just like to listen to music. And I'm a fan of the game. I'm working on different things. Big up to the Av. He got that album coming out. You know what I'm saying? And that album is going to be crazy, believe me. Because I know the work that Av does, so I can honestly say all of that. You know what I'm saying? So it's a crazy mixture of a lot of things that we got coming compared to, damn, I can't even compare the shit, man. It's like 2 something in the morning, maybe 1. Fuck, I care. I'm up here grooving, man. I got my gumbo up here, man. I got the fans that probably listening to it going crazy all across it, man. Because real soon, when everybody else catch on to this shit, I'll be on some other shit, man. I done move on and set up something else. Because that's what 12 Rise is about, man. We stay making movements, man. 12 Radio, Blog Talk. It's just the beginning, man. We got YouTube. We got YouTube. so many using so many tools. What the fuck can I do? Anyhow, though, man, I was checking out some shit this week, man. I was reading one of my favorite magazines. Promo Time, send me the check, all right? You can make it payable to 12 rounds, 12 radio. It don't matter. Anyhow, though, Hip Hop Weekly. I be reading this shit, man. I'm a fan of Benzino. You know what I mean? Drama is the first thing that you see on the cover. Akon and Suge Knight beef eats up. Harm man robbed Akon's associates. Was it retaliation for All-Star Weekend brawl? Man, niggas can't even get knocked out and be left alone, much less make money. Everybody got to be in the media. I'm just tripping off of it, though. You know what I'm saying? But also, too, ain't going to be no Cam or Jules or Jim reunion. Yeah. So all y'all can still go out and get the dip set. You know what I'm saying? Courtesy of It'll Never Happen. All right? Tell them Nightcrawler told you to go get it. When you walk in the store, you just tell them, I want that Dipset album. When they ask you what's the name of it, called It'll Never Happen. Yo, big up the Cam, man. I heard that joint, man. All the way down in Ohio, man. The shit is hot. You know, I ain't gonna lie. I think everybody should start recognizing Cam as the brainchild. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Because we see who gets the money and who ain't. So who really was balling? Oh, shit. I'm bugging. Anyhow, though, in other news, man, Kelly Rowlands, man, she ain't no longer with Columbia. Damn, man, she even left the management company. Oh, well, shit moves on. You know, you got to do your own. You know what I'm saying? But things happen. Keep it moving. You know? Then Andre, he gets back for Fast Rider. You know, that's probably as thug as it gets in his career, but we love the nigga anyhow because nigga got hit shit, you know. Damn, everybody's going to jail. Everybody's wanted for beating up animals, man. Well, maybe if people kick their fucking dogs in the house, wouldn't get their dogs kicked. Maybe if the government didn't legalize pit bull and fighting and shit, you know. I mean, we only doing what we seen the master doing. Ain't our fault we got richer than the master. Ain't our fault that we smarter than the master. Ain't our fault that we better than the master. Ain't our fault that the master's son wants to be down, so he calls himself a nigger. We've been niggas with attitude. You don't believe me? Ask you. West Side. All right? So, yo, enough of this bullshit reading, man. I'm going to go back into my music shit. You know what I mean? So, I'm going to go into some other shit. Some next shit. Yeah, this next joint, man, I'm going to dedicate it out to my fiance, Shante Bishop. But come the first, it's going to be Shante Elliott. So, y'all deal with it. If not, yeah. And all you dudes out there hugging up with your woman, man, if she don't give you no pussy, I don't know what to tell you. All I could tell you is I'm playing the hits. Yo. You're rocking with Blog Talk Radio, 12 Radio. Woo, damn, that's just a lot of breath, man. But it's the real hip-hop show. Yeah, blogtalkradio.com/12radio. You heard me? Holler at me, 347-945-5951. You're rocking with Nightcore. Like I said, this song right here goes out to my shorty, my queen. Love you, bro. You heard? Holler at me, man. Let's get this shit popping. We on here till 2:30, man, and I'm feeling extremely dirty.
I gotta be real with you, baby. Just gotta let you know.
You got the love that I want.
That's right.
Show me.
got it going on. Word spun, sun just with platforms, feet pedicure with no corn. You got that sex appeal on the real, so sure. Soft hands, French manicure, no makeup, so pure. You don't be tripping when I'm kicking it. That confidence, sexiness, thickness, that bombs.
Damn, man, I almost blacked out on that shit. Because I was just sitting here like, yo, man, I'm sitting trying to order some roses right there. Because I might have forgot an anniversary. But that shit was hot. Now, for all you upcoming R&B songwriters, group singers, that's how you get pussy. Listen to the damn lyrics, man. It's crazy. But yeah, like I said, man, it's a lot of crazy things. Death Row's getting ready to be relaunched on the 18th, which already passed. You know, Kobe and his wife. How the hell does Kobe stay in the media, man? I mean, damn. And we ain't never seen Kobe's wife until he touched that chicken, jammed her in the butt. Now, let's keep it real. It's real radio, man. I keep it grisly, man. Nigga fucked the chick in the ass and got caught, man. He been doing it for a minute, got caught, and then snitched out Shaq. That's a big motherfucker to snitch out. I wouldn't even snitch Shaq out, just because I know that motherfucker ain't rap tight. I mean, that's the first basketball player to ever try to rap. He kept working on his career, kept paying ghostwriters, got good at this shit, like acting. Now we can't get rid of the big motherfucker. Then trading almost every other team, and that fucker still can't get a ring after the Lakers. Kobe fucked that nigga up with his Michael Jordan ass. Now they're getting sued by the maid. Damn. That's some funny shit. You know, Jim Jones, he on trial over that Louis Vuitton store. So, I mean, I wouldn't even want to catch a case in front of Louis Vuitton, man. I went by the store to go do a delivery when I used to work my job. Yo, the shit is, yo, it's like some real rich gay motherfuckers in that shit. You know what I'm saying? They looking at me like I'm dirty. I'm looking at these motherfuckers like, yo, I get off at 5 o'clock. I'll be back to rob one of you bitch motherfuckers. They couldn't even take the package in the back. Much less give me a tip. So for me, hearing Jim Jones whooping niggas' ass in front of there, yo, real niggas, I ain't never heard no gangster or thug nigga going to Louis Vuitton. I only heard Chichi Man. But ain't my call, though. You know, big up to Rap-A-Lot, man. Yo, niggas is hating this nigga right here, man. Jay motherfucking Prince, the king of the motherfucking South, man. This nigga came out with condoms called Stay Strapped. He probably gonna hate the nigga for that, because he trying to help his community limit the babies coming in, just because they ain't giving us no motherfucking money. They giving us dope, they giving us guns, and they giving us a class on being a faggot. But I never seen them say, hey, read the Bible. Hey, give a dollar to that person over there, they poor. Nah, they always cook to say, hey, take that quarter piece, flip it on the block. Duck the cops, the block is hot. You know what I'm saying? Yo, gotta send a shout out to Trick Daddy, man. I was reading that he finally opened about the lupus, you know what I'm saying? I was dealing with a sister and I was dealing with the lupus organization too. You know what I'm saying? Big up to that sister. You know, I do a lot of crazy shit, talk a lot of crazy things. Sometimes I wonder, yo, if my wife is really understanding and she's getting with a psycho, a dude that lives by music, shits music. If I could, I'd probably piss music too. Tell her they have been pissing on the world, I should say, keep it moving. But yo, you know, big up to Young Buck. I'm hoping that he comes out with that long-awaited album. Yo, if T.I. ain't made it to jail yet, man, we still should throw a party for the cake. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you know the funniest couple in the industry is Jay-Z and Beyonce? Because between Beyonce's big nose and flat head and Jay-Z's broad-ass nose and big lip, they just look like a perfect vacuum. You know? Both of them just suck up a lot of shit. Jay still running around, got people believing that Reasonable Doubt was his album, but we all know, the streets know, that was Jazzo shit. You know what I'm saying? Yo, what's up to Gucci, man? He finally home, Big Cat Records. Oh, shit, Omarion. Damn, I thought that nigga's career was over after Bow Wow. Well, I know Janet Jackson probably mad than a motherfucker. The brat gone. She got to look at this little black motherfucker named Jermaine Dupri. And hope that nigga go to a strip club, because that's the only way that they're going to get it popping. But it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, I'm waiting for that Jules and Tanner album to come out, too. Hopefully it comes out and everybody can get paid. You know what I'm saying? Because I know Cam waiting. Because all Cam got to do is go to the bank and cash the check. That's a real pimp. See, now niggas claim that they pimps and shit. But I think the biggest pimp is Puffy. Because every time Puffy put on that penguin suit, the nigga get robbed or a nigga end up dead. You do the math and tell me, man. And the nigga don't even write his own shit. But the nigga writes checks. You heard what the nigga said. I don't write bars. I write checks. That's good. I like that. Big up to Jada, man. The album is out, man. Y'all should go get it, man. You know what I'm saying? With a lot of different producers. I'm glad to see Vignata finally getting his light up on them albums and he's getting the name out there. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of niggas know Vinny from back in the days and know what he does in the industry. He's touched a lot of projects, done did a lot of things. Big up to the whole crew on 233rd. What's up to Black Matter? Don't mind me. I'm just like zoned the fuck out right now. So I'm just like talking to y'all, touching y'all, getting into a zone. And, you know, I figure I might as well just bring it back up a little bit more. Let's just go into something that's deep, man. Because I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to start some shit, man. I'm going to play a joint. And I think it This is the joint that set the biggest war off, man, lyrically. And I'm going to tell you like this. I don't think a lot of DJs play this shit. I want y'all to listen to this Biggie joint. Then I'm going to play the answer track to it. Excuse me. You tell me who, if the student didn't get his ass whooped. You heard me? Holler at me. Blog Talk Radio, 12 Radio, The Real Hip Hop Show. Holler at me, 347-945-5951. It's the gumbo style for your Sunday morning thirst. You heard me? Various grounds of music cooked up by the chef of music, old to new, raw to laid back. If it's raw, it's in the 12-round chamber of music. Get at me, you stink bitches.
As we proceed to give you what you need, it's not time,
separate the weak from the opsa. Leap hard to creep them Brooklyn streets. It's on, nigga. Fuck all that bickering beef. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like Sasquatch feet. Thundering, shaking the concrete. Then the shit stopped when I fall the plot. Neighbors call the cops as they heard mad shot. Saw me in the drop, 3 1/4. Slaughter, electrical tape around the daughter. Old school, new school, need to learn though. I burn, baby, burn like disco inferno. Burn slow like blunts with yayo. Peel more skins than Idaho potato. Niggas know the lyrical molesting is taking place. Fucking with B.I.G. it ain't safe. I make your skin shake. Rashes on the masses, bumps and bruises, blunts and Land Cruisers. Big Papa smash fools, bash fools. Niggas mad because I know the cash rules. Everything around me, 2 Glock 9s. Any motherfucker whispering about mine.
And I'm
Brooklyn's finest. You rewind this, bad boys behind this. Excite all the freaks. Stack mad chips. Spread love with my peeps. Niggas wanna creep. Got to watch my back. Think the cognac and endo sack make me slack. My switch is all that. Cock sucker G's up. One force move. Get Swiss cheese up. Click to tech. Respect I demand it. Slip and break Z. 11th commandment. Thou shalt not fuck with North Sea Papa. Feel 1,000 deaths when I drop ya. I feel for you, like Shaka Khan, I'm the Don. Pussy when I want Rolex on the arm. You'll die slow but calm. Recognize my face, so there won't be no mistake. So you know where to tell Jake, lame nigga, brave nigga. Turn front page, nigga. Puff Daddy flips daily. I smoke the blunt, he flips on the belly. On the rocks, tote blocks at christening. I'm a cop in the fire positioning.
What?
Come here. Open your fucking mouth. Open your, did I tell you don't fuck with me? Huh? Did I tell you not to fuck with me? Huh? Look at you now. Huh? Can't talk with a gun in your mouth, huh? Bitch ass nigga. What? Who shot you?
Turn that shit off. You heard me? I said it, man. Turn that shit off, man. Shit vex me, man. I'll never forget when I heard that shit come out, man. That shit came out And they played that shit right after Pac got shot 5 times, man. And I thought it was very disrespectful because everybody was yelling this East Coast, West Coast beef. I'm going to give y'all a quick little knowledge. It never was an East Coast, West Coast beef until money got involved. When you put money involved in anything, man, it becomes public, man. Because I remember when Eazy-E was dissing Run DMC. Run DMC was dissing Eazy-E. You know what I'm saying? I remember when Cube came and sold out the Apollo and had everybody singing his shit. I ain't never seen no West Coast nigga come out here since then and do it. You don't believe me? Ask the God King Son of Law. You know what I'm saying? Ask Chuck D. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to get your facts straight and stop sucking up these radio jock motherfuckers who ain't never done shit. Yo, you know that nigga Big Boy? That nigga whack, man. Heard the nigga when he was in Cali, B. He was whack in Cali and he whack in New York. His whole team shit is whack. Tell the fuck I said it. Get on that big motherfucking bus and get out of New York. Shit. Motherfucker, you fit into New York, dick sucking motherfucker. I'm keeping it real, man. A lot of DJs ain't playing real shit. They all into this other bullshit, man. Let's bring back the real music, man. When concepts and ideas meant something, man. And that's what we missing in the game. That's why I'm playing all these different joints. Hopefully somebody, you know what I'm saying, on the hierarchy listens to this shit and be like, yo, I remember when I was doing the WAP to some of this shit, man. I remember when I used to just groove, man. Because to me, that song right there, you know what I'm saying, that was a good song that Biggie put out, you know what I mean? But the way that they went and put it out was wrong because New York, to me, really fed off of this bullshit that the industry started. You know what I'm saying? Second of all, niggas need to respect Suge Knight's gangster because I remember it was only 3 labels that represented the West Coast music. And that was Rhyme Syndicate, Rootless Records, and then Death Row. Everything else was just tissue to wipe the ass. And I'm keeping it real. Even Aftermath now, this day could even be gangster. The only thing that they got over there that's really pushing hard body is Eminem. You know what I mean? And I'm keeping it real. Dre need the white boy to keep the light on. You know what I'm saying? I like 50. First album was hot. Second couple of albums, I felt 50 didn't really do a good job. And that's from a fan that studied the whole 50 brings it in lyrically. I think he got more caught up in the hype and the gimmickal bullshit. Now he running around going after Rick Ross and they having these little problems. He bringing Rick Ross's baby mama in there, Tona flicking. You know what I'm saying? You taping conversation. Yo, dude, you doing shit that look like a police, man. And yo, tame your team right, man. I heard the Yo-Yo's joint, man. It was banging. You know what I'm saying? Yo-Yo said something about I just got off the jack with Asian Jack. Pac said in his song, Asian Jack is a snitch. Niggas been trying to say 50 is a snitch and you running with a snitch. Then, you know what I'm saying, you got Rick Ross talking this Curly shit. I guess Curly down south is homos. But then he enlisted Ja Rule to get on the track with him. Everybody remember Ja Rule from DMX saying, yo, how can I shake the hand of a man that sucks the dick of another man? Real talk, ecstasy pills, you know. I'm just giving y'all the facts. You know what I'm saying? This is what y'all niggas put out there, but y'all feel niggas don't read. And a lot of these rap people that say that they into rap music don't fucking read. They go by what other people tell them. See, I read the shit and I look in the shit because I study most of these rap niggas. I watched some of these niggas come up, man. Like, take for instance, Jay-Z, man. He pulled the biggest caper, man. Reasonable Doubt, I heard the original, man, and I thought it was Jigga. Then my man was like, nah, that's Jazzo. I was like, oh, shit. Ain't that some shit? The nigga done pulled the sheep wool over niggas' eyes. But then when I heard Heatha, man, Nas made that nigga retire. I would get Nas a job, too, because that nigga knocked me out. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of things going on, man. Cheek Glue, you know what I'm saying? The whole D-Block, bigger. We're just gonna slide off into some other shit, but yo, man, this next song I'm about to play, answer that, who shot you? You know what I'm saying? Yo, this is to all you dick suckers out there that hated on the real legend, Pac. All you motherfuckers out there, Mob Sleep, you know what I'm saying? Don't one of y'all niggas got sick of cell? When I heard that shit opened a can of worms. Because everybody started taking shots at Prodigy, man. Avic is nice, man. I hold my D click. They got their shit together, but y'all niggas should never got involved in that Biggie and Pac shit. You know what I'm saying? Just like the Fugees. Just like LL. Yo, Pop Mastro, niggas, hard body. So, yo, this is to all y'all motherfuckers out there that want to suck up the Pac now that he's gone.
I ain't
suck
got
ass.
No
That's
mother-
if he's gone.
Fuck your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killers. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First off, fuck your bitch in the click you claim. West Side, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Puffy trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at the boots. You know the rules. Lil' Steven, go ask your homie how I leave you. Cut your young ass up, leave you in pieces. Now be deceased. Lil' Kim, don't fuck around with real G's. Quick to snatch your ugly ass off the streets. So fuck peace. I'll let them niggas know it's on for life. Don't let the West Side ride tonight. Bad boy murdered on wax and kill. Fuck with me and get your cap.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. Hold up. I have to stop that shit. I'm sorry. I'm bringing that shit back. My nigga said, I ain't got no motherfucking friends, nigga. West Side riding. Yo, you can't, yo, listen, man. Pop dropped some shit, man. Yo, yo, where was it at, man? Where I got my joint at? Yo, a lot of y'all don't even know Pop was a director. The man did it all. I'm going to keep it real. All right, I'm a street nigga. But nigga, you got to show me what you worth, man. He directed the video by Mac Maul featuring him in it and Stretch. You know what I'm saying? Ghetto Theme. It was directed by Pac. It was his first video that he directed. Holler at me, man. Tell me what Biggie did. Did he direct a movie? You know what I'm saying? Yo, did he put money in niggas' hands? Like, literally, like, went to artists just like, yo, come on my show and rock. I ain't never seen none of that. So, yo, like Pac said, man, we're going to bring it back, man. 20 Gun Salute, man. Machiavelli the Don, man. Original thug nigga, man. Y'all motherfuckers need to respect that, man. Get the fuck off of Biggie's dick, man. He was just a lyrical artist. That's it. He was no great artist. He ain't done nothing great, man. Only thing he did was betray a friend, man, for the money. Yo, cop, hit that motherfucker up.
I ain't got no motherfucker. So I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killer. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First off, fuck your bitch in the click you claim. West Side, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Puffy trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Keep on busting at the boots. You know the rules. Lil' Steven, go ask your homie how I leave you. Cut your young ass up, leave you in pieces. Now be deceased. Lil' Kim, don't fuck around with real G's. Quick to snatch your ugly ass off the streets. So fuck peace. I'll let them niggas know it's on for life. Don't let the West Side ride tonight. Bad boy murdered on wax and kill. Fuck with me and get your cash pill. You know, see. Grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me but your pumps didn't finish.
Motherfuckers know what time it is. I don't even know why I'm on this track. Y'all niggas ain't even on my level. I'ma let my little homies ride on you, bitch made ass, bad boy fucker.
Get out the way, yo. Get out the way, yo. Biggie Smalls just got dropped. Little moon past the mat. And let me hit him in his back. Frank Wright need to get fake right for setting traps. Little accident murderer. And I ain't never heard of ya. Poisonous cat to attack when I'm serving ya. Spank to shake your whole style when I can't. Guard your rank, cause I'ma slam your ass in the paint. Puffy weaker than the fucking block I'm running through, nigga. And I smoke a Junior Mafia in front of you, nigga. With the ready power, tucking my gas under my Eddie Bauer. Your clout petty sour, I'll put packages every hour. Hit him up.
Grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me, but your punks didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, we hit him up. People, how we do it, keep it real. It's penitentiary steel. This ain't no freestyle battle. All you niggas getting killed with your mouths open. Trying to come up off of me, you in the clouds open. Smoking dope, it's like a Sherman. Niggas think they learn to fly, but they burn, motherfucker. You deserve to die. Talking about you getting money, but it's funny to me. All you niggas living for me, why you fucking with me? I'm a self
smoked up. What the fuck is you stupid? I take money, crash and mash through Brooklyn with my click looting, shooting and polluting your block with 15 shot cock lock to your knot. Outlaw mafia click, moving up another notch in your box top spots. Get mopped and dropped on your fake ass East Coast props, brainstormed and locked.
Use a beat biter, a pop style taker. I tell you to your face, you ain't shit but a faker. So for the Alizé with a chaser, about to get murdered for the paper. ED, I mean approach the scene of the caper. Like a loke with low season and a choke, huh? Don't smoke. We ain't no motherfucking joke, dog. Like niggas better be known. We approaching in a wide open gun smoking. No need for hoping it's a battle lost. I got a force as soon as the funk is popping off. Nigga, I hit him up.
Now you tell me who won. I see them, they run. They don't wanna see us. Whole Junior Mafia clique dressing up trying to be us. How the fuck they gonna be the mob when we always on our job? We millionaires. Killing ain't fair, but somebody gotta do it. Oh yeah, Mob Deep. You wanna fuck with us? You little young ass motherfuckers. Don't one of you niggas got sickle cell or something? You fucking with me, nigga. You fuck around, have a seizure or a heart attack. You better back the fuck up, cause you get smacked the fuck up. That's how we do it on our side. Any of you niggas from New York that wanna bring it, bring it. But we ain't singing, we bringing drama. Fuck you and your motherfucking mama. We gon' kill all you motherfuckers. Now when I came out, I told you it was just about Biggie. Then everybody had to open their mouth with a motherfucker opinion. Well, this how we gonna do this. Fuck Mob Deep. Fuck Biggie. Fuck Bad Boy as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you wanna be down with Bad Boy, then fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. All you motherfuckers, fuck you too. All of y'all motherfuckers, fuck you, die slow, motherfucker. My 4-4 makes sure all y'all kids don't grow. You motherfuckers can't be us or see us. We motherfucking thug like riders, west side till we die. Out here in California, nigga, we warn you, we'll bomb on you motherfuckers. We do our job. You think you mob, nigga, we the motherfucking mob. Ain't nothing but killers and the real niggas, all you motherfuckers fillers. Our shits go triple and four quadruple.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa. He said, we bad boy killers. Oh, shit. Bad boy killers. All right. Yeah, we got a book that's coming out, man, by Mark Curry. Y'all remember him from the bad boy era. In the 90s, Mark Curry was a hit-making, award-winning songwriter. But with years between his life now and his glory days on Bad Boy Records, Curry has returned to take aim at the man he deems responsible for snuffing his flame. Your book is called Dancing with the Devil, How Puffy Birthed the Bad Boys of Hip Hop. That's a strong title. That's deep. Give you a quick, I'm gonna give you the whole interview real quick. All right? This is his response to that question. That's just how much hurt I've been through. The strength of the title is equal to my pain. I can't hide that. I can't sugarcoat it. You know, he saw that puffy suit. He saw that penguin suit and said, fuck, I'm about to get robbed. There have been a lot of tell-all books that people have written just to get noticed. Now, that's what the dude is doing, the little interview and the source is doing with him real quick. They gave him a spotlight on this book. His response was, a lot of people may do that, but me, my book has just as much of a right to be heard as his doings. Hell yeah, somebody finally exposing the penguin. You know Puffy right now ain't shaking his head. Yo, that nigga said, yo, the state that murdered his friend gave him a walk on fame. How can you sit there and glorify the fact that your boy got murdered so you can get a walk of fame? Well, then again, you shitted on Shine when Shine sat there like a G. So you tell me, man, is niggas really loyal to Puffy because they respect the nigga? Or is it just because the nigga got money and he know a lot of people? Y'all answer that shit and y'all start learning this music business. Follow with me, man. Alright? Then he asked him, what's your mission warning other artists? What I'm accomplishing, this is what he said. What I'm accomplishing is like this. By blood, Bad Boy got another artist, Haseem. Where is he? What's going on with his music? Has he been in any magazines? Nothing. I'm trying to prevent others from getting wounded. You're going to be up against somebody who don't want you to have it just as much as you want it. That's real talk. He breaking it down. You know, say, y'all need to go check out the source with Jay the motherfucking Kiss. Yo, that's some real shit, though. That nigga just broke it down real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? Then he says, are you afraid that you'll come across as a bit as bitter? I was bitter when I lost my house and family. But if I lost all that, what I got to be bitter about? The worst already came and went. Damn. Fucking with Puffy, nigga lost the respect of his family and lost his house. Feel for you, nigga. Biggie lost his life and lost his whole fucking publishing and lost his friendship with a great artist, man, somebody that helped him out from day one. So you tell me, man, we losing a lot across the board, man. Then they asked him, if you could ask Diddy anything, what would it be? Everything I wanted to say at a certain point in time, and that time is gone. What could we talk about? That's real talk. What can you talk? Yo, Diddy, can you help me get back that money, you know what I'm saying? Because I helped you write those songs, and you know. Hey, what you doing, man? Hold on, man. I want my money, man. Come on, can I get my money? Who am I? Yo, I'm Mark Curry, man. Big, tall, 6'4" nigga that, you know, kept niggas from beating your bitch ass. You know? But, hey. Puffy doing what Puffy do best, man. He fucking niggas and running. That's the best line. You know what I'm saying? Yo, and then I was checking out something else, man. Yo, Joel Ortiz, Detroit's Royce the 5'9", and California Crooked Eye, and Joe Budden, man. They're known as the super group, man. Where they said that SOBs feel like a live Saturday night. The underground faithful that turned out to catch the first New York appearance of the super group known as Slaughterhouse. Wait a minute, man. Master Ace had the Slaughterhouse, man. But I can't be mad. They are still respecting the old school. You know what I mean? And all of these artists, I feel, have way beyond lyrical capability is doing what they're doing. Yo, 7 Pounds was a whack-ass movie. Not Easily Broken. I seen that movie. It was crazy. Believe it, it's a good movie. You know what I'm saying? But that 7 Pounds is like watching Crackheads, man. It's not all that good. I wouldn't even advise you to do it. Get it bootleg. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, get it bootleg. Then you can go check out Boss Man on MySpace. Break Me Off, I guess it's, you know. Oh, shit. Grow is back. All right. A lot of different things. Havoc, Hidden Files, E1 Music, Productions, the artist. That's what I was waiting for, man. I mean, I like Prodigy, but Havoc always had the better skills to me. You know what I'm saying? Guru's coming out with something, too. Can't forget that. You know what I'm saying? You got that coming. You got to definitely check for that. It's a legend in the making. Still there doing it. Now, Busta Rhymes is coming. Project Pat. Okay, let's go to this nigga here, man. This is the new, how can I say, Max B wannabe. Ron Brown's, you know what I'm saying, Heater Boy. I ain't feeling it, man. That jump out the window and pop champagne made my stomach sick, B. Come with something lyrical, man. And stop yelling Harlem, because half of y'all niggas probably don't even hang out in Harlem. Your boys hang out in Harlem. And y'all niggas just pay them niggas so that them niggas make sure you're safe. We'll set the bug beat, man. All right, enough of this fucking talking shit, man. I'm going to go into another joint, man. And then I'm going to come back into something. Yo, tell you what. I'm going to let my nigga Q tell you what the fuck I want to do. Oh, well, I want y'all to do.
Smoke junkie. Right. can't give a fuck what you niggas drink. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you bitches drinking. Baller, nigga, I'm a Hall of Famer, lion tamer, with 2-4-5 flamers. Understand that your life's in danger. Did your mama tell you not to talk to strangers? Little nigga, I'm the hillside stranger. Have a banger, calling for the long ranger. Most rappers, they wanna fuck singer. I'm a nigga, that wanna own Topanga. G4, pull it up out the hanger. A little something to fuel you niggas' anger. The swine, I'm your face rearranger in a mansion, cause Jesus born in a manger. Motherfucker, belong on Jerry Springer. I'm a gangster, up in your CD changer. I'll gank you for $20 and I'll thank you. Police, still get the middle finger. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you niggas drinking. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you bitches drinking. Little niggas, don't try this at home. Mama in the bathroom, leave her ass alone. Cause she probably taking chronic straight to the dome. Go play, you little fucker, stop being grown. Dave Chappelle, 50 million and a throne. With a big Zulu bitch, nigga getting thrown. Watch your tone, if you wear copper tone. Go back to Africa, used to be a theme song. I'm in the zone, do anybody got a zone? I ain't your papa, but daddy is a rolling stone. You the clone, who don't know the shit you on. Unless it's on, a motherfucking ringtone. I'm in the throne, with 2 bottles of Patron. You need a loan, to fuck with the family stone. Niggas gone, tell them Ice Cube is home. Gorilla niggas, here come King Kong. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you niggas drinking. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you bitches drinking.
Motherfucker, smoke some weed. Damn. Whoa. Smoke some weed. Yeah. You heard Ice Cube what he said. Smoke some weed. Yeah. West Coast, yeah. We got to smoke some weed. Yeah, I just want to touch on a lot of different topics. And hopefully, you know, we could get an awareness out there because there's a lot of things going on, man. You know what I mean? I just came back from the West Coast. And my cousin, she's working on something. You know what I mean? I won't even go into details. But when she gives me the green light, I will bring it to y'all. You know what I mean? It's a lot of different things, man. I might sit up here cussing all that and talk about artists, but at the same time, I'm a fan of the game, and it hurts me. You know what I mean? Because it ain't no more fun, man. You can't even go to the club, get a drink, and chill. And that's why I was playing all these music and give y'all an insight into me. What I bang. What I feel the people like to bang. Because these were joints that was hot. And a lot of people just did not take initiative to it. They took more of a secondary road to it. Because I hear a lot of people say, I'm hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop ain't selling drugs, homie. I'm keeping it real, man. You can read the Bible. You can read the Quran, man. You can read whatever you want, man, and be whatever you want to be. If you want to be an artist, man, like my mom told me, man, if I'm going to be an artist, she would love to see me do the clean rap. It's not commercial because I could sit and I could speak a lot of different levels, man. I do music, man. I'm an entertainer. But I know there's a thin line across it, man. And when you start involving personal aspects of another artist, whether it's his kids, his mother, or, you know what I'm saying, his girl or his wife into your battle with him, I hope you can deal with the justification of what comes with it. Whether it's you getting your house shot up, your mom's getting her ass whooped one day, going to the mailbox, or your little brother getting a car accident. So these are all things that can happen when you choose to take rap to another level and label it hip hop. You know what I'm saying? With violence. What we did, you know what I'm saying, back in the days was freestyling. I remember up on the half of Temco, me, Lock, Stress, Abrupt, the whole BH family just spitting verbal words, you know what I'm saying, laughing at people. I remember when we booed AC Alone, you know what I'm saying? I remember in San Bernardino, you can't even go to San Bernardino and do a show or even do a club party and that invite San Bernardino people in because the roof will be on fire, literally. These are shit that I remember coming up that was real to me. You know what I'm saying? Oh, now you got niggas running around in tight-ass pants hanging off their asses, looking like a bunch of nasty bitches, and they think that shit's cool. It ain't cool, man. I remember a partner of mine told me in the jail system, a man walk around with his pants off his ass, it meant to the homos that he was available. So I did the knowledge to it. If your pants are sagging off your ass and you in jail, and a nigga try to rape you, even in the streets, a nigga wants your ass. It's easy to get to because he ain't got to pull your pants down. He just got to pull your boxes down. So we got to start taking account for our actions, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a free spirit of Rasta. I smoke weed and do Packley. Hush! Excuse me. Pardon me. See, I live my life how I choose to live it. But my faith in my religion, you know what I'm saying, doesn't coincide with my personal life. It's what you do with your life. I'd rather sit and tell a child, you know what I'm saying, yo, you can sell dope all your life if you want to. But really ain't nobody wants a dope dealer for a husband. And I'm keeping it real. Any chick that says she wants to get married to a dope dealer and she can change him, then you might as well go out and get you a faggot and hope you can change them to be straight and get two kids and it ain't dealing with the fact that cameras is flashing. I'm keeping it as real as ever, man. You on Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying, at 144 with Nightcrawler, 12 Radio, the real hip-hop show. Big up to the whole 12-round family. Big up to my daughters, Brittany, Shariah, Daria, my son, Kaya, and my oldest daughter, you know what I'm saying, my other daughter, you know what I'm saying, Tasha Nay out there. You know what I'm saying? And my cousin Keisha, we swinging it to the left. We swinging it to the right. We passing this L around tonight. Yo, what's up to Teddy Bear and Shaki? Legends of the game. You know what I'm saying? Manai, OD, Grassroots. You know what I'm saying? The whole entire homeless nation, man. The original Mossberg, U-Haul, man. The list goes on. There's so many artists, man. Tri-Sick, man. Empire Records, man. Ambush, Greystone, Luciano, man. These are my West Coast connections, man. The whole BHK family, man. Yo, what's up, man? The Black Matter, Stress Raw, and Locks. You know what I'm saying? Yo, get at me on my Gmail, too. You know what I'm saying? Sharastafari at gmail.com. That's Sharastafari. Send me your press kit. Send me the joint you want. Send me a letter. Tell me I'm the most ignorant son of a bitch you ever heard. I don't care. Because none of you pay my motherfucking bill. None of these artists, none of these labels, man. I work a 9-to-5. I do what I do. You know what I'm saying? But I love the game, man. I love this music shit. I got cassette tapes I just went to go get. So, you know, if I play a joint on here and I tell you it's old and you hear the muffling noise, that's the tape quality, man. At that time when I taped it, it's raw. Yo, let's go into something else real quick. You know what I mean? So, I'm going to keep it raw. I'm going to keep it ill. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to go into this joint here because this joint right here sets the tone. I'm in a marijuana mood, but I'm also in a nice mood. Wycliffe, refugee camp. Holla. We out. Blog Talk 347-945-5951. Holla at me. Alright? What? Oh, shit. Where did I get that shit from, right? So, yeah, it's crazy out there in the streets, man. I just hope, you know, state to state, we all know how to calm down and get along. I know ain't nobody up this morning. Or is there? You know what I'm saying? Holler at me, man. 347-945. 5951. Tell me what the fuck on your mind. Hell, you could just call in and say, hey, night call, fuck you, and hang up. I don't care. It just lets me know you're listening. That means you're rocking with me, man. It's that gumbo style for Sunday morning thirst. You probably say, damn, nigga, you sound like you tired too, nigga. I ain't tired, because when I'm done, I'm going on the PS3. And then I'm going to go write me some rhymes. Then I'm going to get ready for the next show. You know what I'm saying? I said, why not? Let me see. I'm testing the waters out there tonight. I want to just see who's up, who's rocking, and how far we can go with this movement. You know what I'm saying? But all jokes aside, though, we're trying to do a lot of different things, man. And I gotta do my salute hours, man. First of all, I gotta give it up, man, to T.I. because he really set a tone for a lot of people if they really look at it and get their heads out their asses. So this next couple of hours, man, I'm just gonna be rocking with a whole lot of different treats that I feel that I wanna just put out there for fun and just have fun with it. You know what I'm saying? But this next song, man, I'm about to play. I have to play this because it's like my commercial awareness song to everybody that's out there, man. If you know somebody out there that's sexually molesting kids, man, you need to step up to the plate, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. You need to step up to the plate. So this is all. This song is out there, man, for all those. I'm sending a message, man. And y'all got to start taking a listen. So what I want everybody that's out there that's catching a little bit of the gumbo style with the music chef, that's what my new nickname is, the music fucking chef. Because I can't be Raekwon the chef, because that's a great MC. Plus, there's only room for one. So I have to invent my own shit. My shit is raw, on cut. Nightcrawler, you heard me? Blog Talk Radio, 12 Radio. The Real Hip Hop Show, live right here, all the way till 2:30. 347-945-5951. Holla at me. Here goes Queen Africa. Big up, sister. Lord have mercy upon them pussy, all of them. I want to run and disrespect the children. When they're supposed to love up the children, they want to touch up the children. And this is what we have to say to them. Slew them all.
Daddy, don't touch your head. I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear. Can't you see I'm scared? You're supposed to be my father. Ooh, daddy, don't touch me there. I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear. Can't you see I'm scared? You're supposed to be my father.
Stop it, daddy.
Down the next thing,
I'm going to tell on you.
Daddy, don't touch me there. I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear. Can't you see I'm scared? You're supposed to be my father. Ooh, daddy, don't touch me there. I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear. Can't you see I'm scared? You're supposed to be my father. Every day I wonder why my daddy had to be the one to take away my innocence. Oh, sometimes I wanna die. She's like no one cares for me, and it's every day. That something must be wrong with me. I'm not as happy as I seem to be. The long showers I take, those wash away the memory. Why do I have to face these tragedies? Go to struggles in life on my way, but to have my life in touch with me, that's just not fair. Stopping from destroying my future. Believe me, it's behaving like a creature. Daddy, don't touch me there. I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear. Can't you see I'm scared? You're supposed to be my father. Ooh, daddy, don't touch me there. I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear. Can't you see I'm scared? You're supposed to be my father. To all your mothers out there, give a listening ear. Pay attention, even if the man a pastor, you have to make sure before you trust him with your daughter. Plus him will even try to take your son as brother. Watch it, make me knock him with some dirty water. You can't hide no more, no, you have to meet your karma. If you know, say it's a one and turn a blind eye, then your judgment's a go pile up out a mile high. Then suicidal if you think it's a go save you, because me sure say you're not gonna get me to the savior. Me just can't find a name for your behavior. It's a lucky thing we got to know the name.
neighbor.
I know you're gonna
Daddy, don't touch this. I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear. Can't you see I'm scared? You're supposed to be my father. Ooh, Daddy, don't touch this. I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear. Can't you see I'm scared? You're supposed to be my father.
Yeah, man. Big up to the sister. Selassie Levitt. Say, Jia Rastafari. Yes, it's Emperor Majesty Selassie Levitt. See, that's the thing I like about what I do with this show, because I take what I learned, you know what I'm saying? Flex, man, you taught me a lot, man, about playing with this radio. Shaki taught me a lot about the streets and, you know what I'm saying, this music business inside out. Teddy Bear taught me the same thing with the streets and the clubs and the radio and promotion and how to, you know what I'm saying, put all that together. You know what I mean? And I'm going to tell you some funny shit I seen behind the scenes at the radio stations. I remember one time I had to answer the phone and give away tickets. And I'm going to tell y'all like this, man. It wasn't no, yo, 10 call. Yo, I was sitting there for like 20 minutes just looking at the phones light up, and then you give me the cue. Little secrets of things, the secrets of war, you know what I'm saying? If you really want to pursue this music business, you got to be on point, really. You know what I mean? What's up to Gucci, man? You know what I'm saying? What's up to TR? You know what I mean? Definitely a 12-round soldier out there in the A holding it down. There's so many of us all over the globe. You know what I mean? It extends to the West. We got a West Coast family out there, Black Matter. What's up, man? I'm looking to get their material real soon and bless y'all with it. Believe me. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking to get some stuff from Lunch. You know what I'm saying? So I'll let my boy Lunch tell Lunch how I let this boy out of New York. Shahrastafari. You remember me back in the days running around with Teddy Bear, Shaki. We did that hip hop award show, you know what I'm saying, the Apollo show. I remember I went out there with Mr. Feli and did my thing. Big up to Feli. He out there in the IE. Fuck a fingers, you know what I'm saying? Still robbing niggas in the hood. Who shut the Empire Records, you know what I'm saying? Tri-Sick, the whole Squadax, you know what I'm saying? What's shut to my man Greystone Luciano. One of the fierce MCs out there in the IE. Yo, there's so many of us that's coming out the IE that y'all can't fuck with us. You know what I mean? But, yo, I'm going to tell you why. If you want to come at us, man, this song is dedicated to anybody that got a problem with 12 rounds of music, that got a problem with Empire, anybody got a problem with the whole fucking West Coast, holla at me.
Attention, please, attention, please. This shit here feels like a whole entire world collapsed. Motherfucker.
You
want them goddamn diamonds.
I'm young, hungry, armed, and reckless. On the streets with a death wish. So how when you see me, I'm on the death list.
That was Remy when she was ripping it and she was raw. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, big up to Sarah. You know what I'm saying? Shoshu, that whole family. Yeah, big up to Kasi, this man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Shannon, doing his duty. You know what I'm saying? Serving this country proudly. Holler at me. Yeah, it's a Sunday, man. I want y'all to get up. Get on your knees, pray to God, thank God for everything you've got. Because you know, say, without Jah, Allah, God, whichever name you choose to call him, you couldn't have nothing that you got. You know what I'm saying? Love the babies always, man. All right? Yo, this next joint, man, is to everybody that's like running crazy out there, living their life wild. You know what you need to do, man. You know what I'm saying? Listen to the hook and just do it, man. That's my word, man. One till we out. Holla at me. Log Talk. Woo-hoo. Yeah, I didn't see that shit coming. That's old school right there. Yeah. Yeah. Woo. Rock with me.
Girl, close your eyes. Let that rhythm get in.
You know who that is. Yep. Stop that shit. Let's go back. That's Michael fucking Jackson, man. Respect that. You heard me? I want y'all to rock with me. And Michael motherfucking Jackson. Holla at me.
Get into you. Don't try to fight it.
Now you tell me, man. Did he do it? Yeah, I'm feeling for Michael because you're a lot of motherfuckers to take your shots at the brother. And they ain't understanding. Michael do what the hell he want to do, when he want to do it, man. Big up to Ice Cube. Lots of movements. I seen with Cube do it. You know what I'm saying? Why We Thugs. You know what I mean? Yo, it's just a lot of things that I've just been seeing going on that I really like. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting tired of these different shows, though, that they be doing on TV. The Ray J Love thing, that's garbage to me, man. That G's the gent. How you going to turn a thug nigga into a gentleman? And that's the thing, man. Everybody running around with this thug. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be thug affiliated. Everybody want to sit there and put gold fronts in their mouth. Understand me, man. If you want to know what thug means, man, you need to get at Pac Soldiers, man. Whether it's the Outlaws, whether it's Big Sight, you know what I'm saying? You need to get at all of them, man. Tretch and all of them, man, that have been around Pac, that understands the movement of thug life, man. The movement of thug life and Outlaws, man, it's a movement, man. It's not about the negative shit that you see going on, man. And a lot of y'all niggas need to stop fronting like you was cool with Pac. Because a lot of y'all niggas was shitting bricks when Pac was riding on niggas. And that's real talk, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of niggas I see, you know, switch sides. What I always say is like this, if your man got beef with somebody, you know what I'm saying, or disagreement with somebody, you don't come out in front of the cameras and say, yo, I'm not with the beef, you know what I'm saying? I wanna do a collabo with them. You sound like a bitch and you riding with these niggas on the label. You know what I'm saying? Fall suit. You know what I mean? Just like, yo, I ain't got nothing to do with it, man. You know what I'm saying? My label is over here and that's my obligation. As far as what the next man is going through with the next man, that's their problem. But if it comes to it, yes, I'm gonna ride with my nigga because, yeah, we on the same label. That's my homie. But niggas don't have that unification because it's money. That's what niggas don't understand, man. All y'all niggas claiming that you ballers, you big money getters, but you really like little bitches in this game because the game is fucking y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all niggas coming and getting on through your man and they ain't even getting paperwork. You thinking because that's your man, he going to put you on, he's going to make you feel nice. But you got to understand, it don't work like that all the time. You heard me? You rocking on Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying? 12 Radio. Yes, it's the real hip-hop show with that motherfucker Nightcrawler. Always giving you something to think about. You know what I'm saying? Love God always, you know what I'm saying? I fear God more than I fear these motherfucking pussies in this industry. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, I'm going to go to another joint. I have to get to this joint because this joint is one of my favorites, man. I rock this shit out, and I'm going to keep rocking it because it's a legend. Heard me? Yo, Lil Mo, who the fuck you riding with?
Something I won't tell you.
Fully blown like Tom Montana in a zone, sitting on chrome stone, sipping on champagne, rolling ganja up in Bible paper. See her hide a lock and take her through the eyes of Price, Sean, Elijah, Jacob. I make the kind of green, a hustler dream, busting out the custard cream, Viper custom piped up with the mustard theme. Clustered ring, Fort Knox and hard, Demon Medallion, mocking guard, even Italian, see my battalion props abroad. I got the squad overqualified, pulling over car canine, Range Rover tilted, three wilted hydraulic slide, sparking lag in the clouds and repping my housing like the woo. Oh,
there's something I won't tell you. There's something I've been thinking that your crew should know. Big Pun be the largest band, straight out of the project, project. That's how we roll.
I keep my Desert Eagle cocked back and my tuxedo with my top back. What you broke motherfuckers know about that? Looking fat and Mark and Pelly, leathered like Fonzarelli, sparking fillies with the guards like Machiavelli. On the celly,
long bands, chrome rims,
shining like
stone gems on my gold rims.
I got a stone twins, I can't begin to tell you the story that sought me from living poorly to a modern-day Cinderella fella. I've been a killer and a drug dealer, a bug nigga, but now I'm like Puffy cause money's thicker than blood, player. I'm still a threat, but now I think before I flip. Come on, connect together and figure what's clean is the best for the hit. I get the job done, puns handling business, candlelight dinners, having a toast with the most glamorous bitches. My road to riches was no Christmas, now we blessed with gold Lazarus. It's so expensive, my whole family's religious.
Something I won't tell you. There's something I've been thinking that your crew should know. Big Bum be the largest thing, straight out of the project thing. That's how we roll.
Hey, yo, I want it all. You could call me greedy and superficial, long as my crew's official and pulls their pistols soon as I whistle. I'm trying to triple a million and split it three ways. Joe the guard for the clips of myself, that'll be the day. I need a way to get it already, got the ambition, start the ignition. Watch for the North and the Mars expedition. I'm on a mission which requires a higher position. Desire and vision keeps the fire inside of me glistening. I'm infinite like math, so I'm going to last. What you want to die for, day bullshit and sitting on your ass. I'm all about cash and the power I stash with the powder that lasts like hitting ass for an hour. Let's get it locked. I wanna watch with forget it rock, so I can clock holes with the glow that never stops. Forget the cops, we got deserts and Glocks too, ready to rock. Whoever trying to stop a cheddar from stocking forever.
There's something I won't tell you. There's something I've been thinking that your crew should know.
That's the legendary Big Pun. You heard me, man. Terror Squad written all over that. Yeah, real quick, man. I was going to go into this next R&B joint. Sure, I have to play this joint. Yeah, I dedicate this one here to my lovely boo. You know what I'm saying? Shantae Elliott. Word up. Because, yo, tell him Shaba. Oh, tell him Shaba. Why I ring when you hear this song now one time. Rewind 12 rounds into the building to have Andre the Great. And yes, me, that motherfucker Nightcrawler. Yeah, you rocking with the host with the most, smoking weed with Casper the Goat. Yo, what's up to my homeboy Casper, man, out there in California? Yeah, I ain't heard from you, I ain't seen you. What's up to my brethren Simba and all the dreads, you know what I'm saying, stretch all the way through Fairfax and Crenshaw, the Ethiopian district, the Nyabingis, you know what I'm saying, the 12 tribes. What's up, brethren? Selassie Livid. Salute them. You heard me? It's the movement, man. You got to salute us, man. We doing things, man. So, yo, this is for all the wicked gallum. And, yo, definitely get your groove on. And this is dedicated right here to my sweetheart, the love of my life. I love you, bro. All right? May 1st, we join as one. Yeah, Rastafari, Emperor Majesty, Selassie, I live it. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. School bell a ring.
We
gonna fight for Dublin, one pop.
Yard up for him, kick up. Rock wine.
Sing.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Sing.
Band silent swing.
Sing.
DJ ears stuck up in the ear, boom, red him.
Sing.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Sing.
School bell a ring.
Sing.
Knife and fork, a pint for dumpling. Booyaka, booyaka, for Saba ranking. Saba rocks disappear if you have another man chin. So, them are the done. To the beast, we have the key. Put the dan to the key and turn him in a donkey. Yes. Them are the done. To the beast, we have the key. Put the dan to the key and turn him in a donkey. Who they think they are? Yes, they can't allow me. I am the general in the DC army. Who top all the I am cross all the tea. I sit all the gal them tickle fancy. And anywhere we go, y'all gone crazy. Listen, ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Sing.
School bell ring.
Sing.
Knife and fork, a pint for dumpling. Quick, quick, call for some a ranking disappear with you, another man chin. So, them are the done to the beast, we have the key. Put the down to the key and turn him in a donkey. Them are the done to the beast, we have the key. Put the down to the key and turn him in a donkey. You see, with your dance, while it comprise of wine. You see, now come your phone, John, wine your body. You see, if you can wine, you hold your man and in Paris. You see, what's your style when you see your mate? You see, here's a try dress, but your mate not ready. You see,
your man look like she a bug for me. You see, she a cartoon and she no red. Girl, I get the love in you, I get the money. You see, run pop up a car, say full of quality. Still a lot of girls, them got crazy. I will be great by the girls, them. Like Jamaican girls, them. And the American girls, them. And the English girls, them. What about Canadian girls, them? All the Japanese girls, them. The Caribbean girls, them. You should hear little children sing. Where them sing? Ding-a-ling-a-ling, dance a ling, swing. DJ is cock up when the table with them. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, school bell in ring. Knife and fork, a pipe and dumpling. For some of ranking, some of runs, the personality of DJ Chinto. Them are the done to the biz, we have the key. Put it down to the key and turn them in a donkey. Yes, them are the done to the biz, we have the key. Put it down to the key and turn them in a donkey. You can't mix quantity with quality. A man of quality, yes, him of ability. With me strong mind, and another that carry me. I get the willpower from God Almighty. Many hand come out, the chosen is me. What is for Caesar could never be for me. They came army, now they kill me. I am the general in the DJ army. With that all the I am cross all the T. Cash registering and they make no money. Sing-a-ling-a-ling, dance all in swing. DJ is stand up and if you boom with him. Sing-a-ling-a-ling, school bell ring. I find fuck and find for dumpling. Puyaka, for some of ranking. Some of drunk, step up and if you're off DJ Chincho. Them are the done to the business of the key. Put it down to the key and turn them in a donkey. Yes, them are the done to the business of the key. Put it down to the key and turn them in a donkey. You see, reggae dance, valley, complaints and wine. You see, now come your phone and wine your body. Jump up, up, up and shake your body. Battle for your mate, cause your mate not ready. Mate looking like macaroni. From your mate skinny, just call like Freddy. If a gal ready, then a gal not ready. Don't want no gal with no balloon belly. Belly up a flat like a willing penny. Hear the little children sing with quality. Them say ting-a-ling-a-ling, that's all in swing. DJ ears cock up and him ear boom with him. Ting-a-ling-a-ling,
ring, school bell ring. I can't fuck a fight for dumpling. Booyaka, booyaka. And Shabba Rankin. Learn, learn. Yo, before I get the fuck up out of here, yo, you rocking with blogtalkradio.com/12radio. Yes, the real hip hop show. And I'm Nightcrawler, your motherfucking host. I'm about to get up the fuck up out of here. You can holler at me at 347-945-5951 or get at me on my Gmail. You can even send me your tunes or your drops. It don't matter. Make sure you say Blog Talk Radio, the real hip-hop show. Or just shout out the real hip-hop show. Let them know what you're rocking with. That's Shah Rastafari. Sharas. Yeah. Fucking with you. Get your pen and papers. It's sharastafari@gmail.com. All right? I ain't going to say slow because none of you motherfuckers is slow. Just smoke some weed. You heard what Q say. Yep. Definitely big up to all my Blog Talk partners that I got up on here. You know what I'm saying? The Gravel Pit. You know what I'm saying? Brown fucking Sugar. That's one sexy-ass woman. Believe that. Yo. Holla at me, man. Blog Talk, man. 20 Gun Salute. Keep doing what you're doing for the young youths coming up. Yo, as I get the fuck up out of here, one love, you know what I'm saying? First of all, shouts out to my whole family, east to west, the 12-round family, the BHK family. What up, Vinny? Holla at your boy, Vinny. You know what I'm saying? Still 233rd Mob. You heard me. That's how we do it. Yo, first of all, to my kids, you know, Brittany, Shariah, Dariah, Tajanae, and my son, Kaya, love y'all, you know what I'm saying, daddy out here doing the damn thing. Yo, to my fiance, on the first, it's no more fiance, it's not even like it's there, we already married, to the love of my life, Shantae Bishop, aka Shantae Elliott, holla at me, alright, big up to everybody else, 12 rounds in the building to have Andre the Great and me, Night Motherfucking Crawler, a.k.a. Shah Rastafari, a.k.a. that motherfucking manga skunk. You heard me? Get at me as I get the fuck out of here. This is how I'm leaving, y'all, because it's the grand motherfucking finale.
Yeah, that's cool. Let's go to the next record.
Check this out. We've come to the last and final record. This is Dr. Dre in full effect, and we're going to kick it off a little something like this. We got my mellow yellow boy on the drum. We got Stan the guitar man dropping the rhythm. We got L.A. Dre on the keyboard. boys, and I want the whole posse in this motherfucker to rock on this funky ass beat we finna drop, alright? So Ice Cube, you the early bird on this motherfucker. Run it.
Picture a nigga that's raw. Amplify his ass, and what you see is what's up. Motherfuckers out slaughter, blow him out the water. Word to me. Fuck the father, my man is deadly as a pin in a hand grenade. 5 seconds before you get played, you can't throw me. I'll get you a blow up. Ever see a sucker scattered to make you throw up? Then I take advantage, you can't manage to get up. All you can do is sit up, I get lit up. Hit up Ice Cube, tear shit up like a dude you can bet on. Collide like a head on collision. Stutter stepping is an incision. Other niggas saying exactly what I vision. Because I'm gone, you think I left you all. But I stand your ass like cholesterol. When I blast, I'm solid as Alcatraz. And if you escape, you better swim fast, cause I'll catch up physically and mentally. And the capital punishment's the penalty. Sit in the electric chair, grab a hole, pull the switch, your body twitch, your eyes explode out your skull. Cause being dope on the floor is a N-O. Niggas didn't know that I can go off the show off the throw off the law. Turn, take 10 spaces, then draw. What's left is a motherfucker dead in the alley. Ice Cube is the shit on the grand finale.
Yeah, yeah, that was funky, but now we need the motherfucking rookie villain to speak, so kick it.
The grand finale, yo, it's my turn to bust. Don't let weak motherfuckers turn to dust. If you're weak, it ain't your fault. Just take a kick in the ass and get turned into a pillow of salt. And niggas that bite me just to taste me. I make the punk motherfuckers buckle up for safety. And those that don't, they call from the flag. And shoot like a bitch when he caught the whiplash. Giving a bang cause I'm urgent. Rearrange the motherfucking face like a surgeon. And ain't no excuse for the torture delivering. To see it, I give you, I can tell you just gibbering. Lyric label with an accent out of G out there fucking police joke. So not after me. I'm wanted by the law, so I stay low. Representing the pimp, my bitches making my dope. In a different stage, I'm up to win on the rampage. Me and the doc always hit the front page. For one, the feeling is stepping up to the shelf. And when I enter the party, niggas shit on themselves. Man, for what? Maybe cause I'm red. And when they clean up the shit, yo, they do it again. So fuck it, sit back cool and relax while easy. Plus is a fact, kicking the grand for now.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is. Easy motherfucking ears in the house doing damage.
They made it easy for me to come off like the enforcer. Mass murdering motherfuckers in the course of an everyday situation where I was fucked by. Fuck a car, I do a motherfucking walk by. Easy E and the D up to the C and run house and yo, there be no disagreeing. Cause if there is some, you feel staticky. Then I'm arrested.
For what?
Assault battery, never outdone, only outdoing. Love of the bitches and leave the hoes boo hoo and why. Cause they're addicted to what I'm addicted. The pleasure of pain, the wing dick inflicted.
Yeah.
They never forget what's done in bed by Easy. The name of a cop and hardhead. Cool, but local like Loke never broke cause it pays to be ruthless. This is why I do this, I don't give a fuck about fame. I'd rather deal with a number than a motherfucking name.
Right.
Give me paid and then rap. Cause all the other bullshit without money ain't jack. Easy, but not that easy to deal with. Especially if you're popping bullshit to E-A-Z-Y into the E. Expressing the thoughts on the motherfucking grand finale.
Yeah, that shit was funky. Last but not least is the motherfucking D.O.C. This is your album, so that means you definitely gotta get funky. So run it.
Swinging, singing, a brand new rap on a rhythm. Concocted by my homie in the back end. If it makes you giggle, it must be kind of funny, but to me it's kind of cool.
Tell him why.
I'm making money. Tripping up the man with the swift hand movement. Proving if you're grooving, then it's cool when he be doing it. Taking a second for me to blow your mind, cause I'm the diggy diggy doc, and I would have been down with rock, but I was smart. The D.O.C. casino in the formula. This rough for me is funky enough for me, and you can't ever listen. Nothing else. D-O-N-T-M-O-V-E-O without permission, fuck. But D-O to the C, I'm just better than the normal man. And I'll be down if the sucker can never complete with the elite. Much less beat, it's like dancing with two left feet. Never found when the doc is in the room. Or I'ma send your ass right to the temple of doom. I got raw when I came to Cali. Now with N.W.A. on the motherfucking grand finale.
Yeah, yeah, that shit was stupid, Jeff. But right about now, we gotta send a shout out to everybody that helped put this motherfucking project together.
Word, word of mouth, peace is dedicated to the homeboy Easy.
Ice Cube,
MC Ren,
DJ Yella,
and these are all the homies from the gang in WA, you know what I'm saying?
L.A. Frank,
Stan the Guitar Man,
Jonathan,
Michelle A,
DJ Speed,
my homeboys Yomo and Marky,
the super dope manager Jerry Heller, and of course the rest of the Ruthless and Comptown Posse.
Word them up!
Yeah, I'm still here. I ain't left y'all. I don't even think I'm going to leave no time soon. It's like 1 minute remaining. So, you know what? Like I said, yo, before I roll up out of here, man, definitely always remember, man, say your prayers, man. Keep God first and foremost. Always walk with God. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with saying your prayers and your grace before you eat and thanking God.
Because the only time most of y'all really call God is either when y'all in trouble. We got to stop that, man. Teach your babies how to read the Bible, understand the Bible, and teach them ways of life. You know what I mean? Let's just really look at everything, man. Today I hit y'all with the gumbo style for your Sunday morning thirst. And I just basically gave y'all, like, different avenues of this music business. I gave you the battle rhymes between Pac and Biggie. I even gave you a joint where Biggie and Pac was riding on niggas. You know what I'm saying? Fucking police is missing with two faces on the milk cart. You know what I'm saying? You got to listen, man. Listen to the lyrics, man. I took y'all back with some illegal. If y'all really listened to it, you even heard they mentioned Biggie's name. Now, that's before Biggie even had a record. So you tell me, you know what I'm saying, what was what. I'm going to give you a little taste of something else, old school. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to go into nothing because, you know, time is running out. You know what I'm saying? Big up to the whole squadron, 12 rounds. You heard me? We in the building.